Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. All of our commodity markets finished lower today. We'll talk to Justin Lewis and take a look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Justin, how did our grain futures do today?
We had a massive sell-off today in the grain futures in the corn, beans, and wheat. We had corn futures down about 20 in May, 25 or 24 and three quarters rather in July, and they closed at 636 and a half. And then December, which is what all the guys planning in the Midwest are really watching, was down 15 and a quarter at 538 and a quarter there in your December corn. If you look at the soybeans, we were down as well. We were down anywhere from 14 to 18 cents. November, soybeans closed down 14 at 1207 and a quarter. And then the wheat futures, both in Chicago and Kansas City, were both significantly lower today. We had July Kansas City down 21 and a quarter at 756 and three quarters. And then July Chicago wheat down 18 and a quarter at 702 and three quarters. It seems like we're going to have a little bit of a clearing in the weather here for the Midwest, and they're going to get some corn and soybeans planted this week. There's another rain forecast for Thursday or starting Thursday through Saturday. It looks like about 75% coverage through the Midwest, and they're going to get about a half inch to an inch of rain. So it's not just a whole lot of rain, but it might be enough to keep things going at this slow pace. Crop progress report today, they're anticipating anywhere from 15 to 20% of the corn planted. Last week, they were anticipating 10 to 12%, and it came in at 5%. By any standard here, we're really slow. Normally, this time of year, you're 50 to 70% planted. So we're still way behind, and that puts us into the pollination and stuff, into the hottest part of the summer in a few months. And so there's still some potential yield loss just due to the late planting. May 10th, May 15th has traditionally been the time, kind of the end of the planting season. But with all things known now, we can still have a pretty good crop if we have plenty of rain this summer. Soybeans were down as well, basically for the same reason on the planting. We also had Cargill. They idled a plant in Indiana, a bean processing plant in Indiana, based on tight cash supplies or tight domestic market here in the U.S. and weakening margins. So it'll be interesting to see that a lot of people are saying that plant may not come back on until the fall, until we get another soybean harvest here. So if you have more than one plant start to go idle, we'll probably see some more break in the soybeans. It'll be interesting to see there. And then wheat futures, just continuing the downtrend. We've got a huge world supply. We have a 120-day supply around the world of wheat. And so despite the freezes, the five freeze events we've had and then the drought in western Kansas, western Oklahoma, and Texas, all those things considered, we're still down 21 cents. So it's just indicative of a huge world supply of wheat. I really think that we'll have to have a pretty low harvest here in the U.S. to get things back on the bullish trend, for the next 12 months.
Thanks, Justin. We'll take a look at some closing numbers next.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 tantalizing cuts, each delivering a delicious all its own. 29 different paths to a protein-packed dinner time. From the tenderest of tenderloins to top-notch top round, there are 29 lean reasons to get the grill going that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. For more information, visit us at oklabeef.org.
Kansas City May wheat today was down 21¼ cents at 768¾. July contract off 21¼ as well at 756¾. Chicago May corn down 20¾ at 678¾. July contract off 24¾ at 636½. May soybeans down 10½ at 1444½, and the July contract off 18 at 1369¼. That's your market closing. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.